What am I going to do today to nourish my body? As I start out on my fittest year ever, that's a question I'm asking myself every day. On today's episode, I want to share with you how I'm learning to think about what I put into my body. And I'm going to share with you the two questions I'm asking myself each day as I think about how I'm going to nourish my body so that I can truly make this year my fittest year ever. Hi, I'm Jen Larimore. I'm the host of Mom First. You are listening to a special episode series about how I am making 2023 my fittest year ever. This isn't your typical fitness podcast. I'm not a trainer. I don't run marathons. I'm just a regular working mom who, after 5 kids, 20 years of desk work, and a pandemic, is finally ready to make 2023 my fittest year ever, mentally and physically. That means loving myself just as I am today, nourishing my body, and giving it the joyful movement that it needs today so that it will be able to serve me for decades down the road. Imagine what it would be like if you ditched the body shame, toxic diet culture, and yo-yo results so that you can make 2023 your fittest year ever, too. So come with me, get those earbuds, grab your yoga mat, and let's go. Whole30, keto, paleo, South Beach, Weight Watchers, Slim Fast, 21-day fix, intermittent fasting. Have you tried any of these diets? Have you tried all of them? I have. Have they worked? Maybe sometimes to some extent. Have you lost the weight and kept it off? Here's the thing. If diets worked, we'd all be at our ideal weight by now. And the research bears this out. Research shows that popular diets just don't work for the majority of people. And the fact is that 95% of folks who do lose any weight on them regain it within 2 years. Not only that, but dieting is exhausting. Figuring out what to do, getting the book, reading it, understanding it, buying the programs that go with it, sometimes buying the containers that go with it, buying all the food that goes with it, doing the meal prep and the planning, counting the calories, the points, the carbs, the macros, putting it all into the logs and the apps. Oh my gosh, it takes so much time. But what if instead of asking what the latest fad diet tells us we should do, we just ask ourselves, what does our body need? What if we trusted that maybe we could get in touch and in tune with our body so that we would know what our body needs? What if instead of focusing on, I'm not going to eat any refined carbohydrates, we asked ourselves, what would nourish my body today? This idea of nourishment is one that really resonates with me right now. It feels good in my bones. When I think of nourishment, I think of care. I think of understanding and compassion and love, and it makes me feel like I would be cultivating a relationship with my body if I were to nourish it, instead of going up against it as if it's some kind of adversary that, despite everything that I do, no matter how hard I work out or how much I restrict food or calories, it just won't bend to my will. Thinking of it as nourishment feels kinder and more at peace. The term nourish is defined as to provide that which is necessary for growth and health and good condition. Doesn't that just embody self-care? So let me ask you, what food nourishes you? What foods give you that which is necessary for growth and for health and for good condition? How does your answer change if you ask yourself this question? What will nourish my body today instead of what will help me lose weight today? What I like about this shift is that it sparks curiosity within me. It acknowledges that what I need may change from day to day, and it puts me in the driver's seat where I need to be so that I'm responsible for the care that my body receives and how it reacts to it. It also feels so much more peaceful and more aligned with my values of exercising love and kindness towards myself and my body. Embracing this idea of nourishment is something that I've decided I'm ready to take on. Now, I know a lot of folks start a lot of diets around this time of year, and I get it because I have done that too. And I'm deciding on purpose, I'm going to try something a little bit different this year. And the reason for that is severalfold. First, the other things that I've tried in the past, they haven't worked, not in the long term anyway. Second, I really want to do something that serves me. I'm so grateful for my body, and I want to continue to cultivate that relationship that I've started to create with my body where I really think of it as a partner. I want to feel at peace with my body and love and appreciate it for all that it has given to me. And I think for me, that's going to mean that I need to really be at peace with the food that I am giving it. I need to feel like that food is going to help it and to nourish it. So thinking about food as something that serves and nourishes me feels more peaceful and more in alignment right now for me than thinking of it as something that should be restricted or something that is dangerous in some way. And the third and most important reason for why I've decided to make this shift is that I have children who are growing up in this world. I want to set an example for them, a better example, one that embraces and displays my values of love and care and compassion, even toward myself, even toward my own body, and one that isn't really represented that much in the media or on social media for them. So I want them to see that. I want them to see that I can be healthy and successful by taking this approach. And I hope then that they will choose an approach that's like that too, that they'll decide that their bodies are worthy of love and appreciation as well, and that their bodies are worthy of really good nourishment. So if this sounds like something you might want to try too, then here are a few questions that you could ask yourself each day. First, what does my body need today to feel nourished? And second, what am I learning about what my body needs? This is kind of a new approach for me. And like I said, it feels more aligned. And what I really like about it is that we're tuning into our body and trying to figure out what is it that our body needs on that particular day and looking for the answer within instead of looking for the answer outside of ourselves. And then we're learning from that. We are required then to listen to our body, to notice what is working for our body. Here are some of the things that I have learned already about my body. Number one, I need way more water than I ever realized on a daily basis. I used to think I was pretty well hydrated because it seems like I'm always carrying a water bottle around with me, but I've noticed that if I really check in and listen to my body, especially when it's so dry like it is right now during the winter, I am really quite thirsty. And so I needed to make more of an effort to really make sure I'm taking care of my body by giving it a good amount of water. The second thing I've learned is that I really do not feel good after eating a lot of sugary treats. Now, obviously, I kind of knew that already. I'm an adult. I know that sugar doesn't serve me. I've noticed in the past that sometimes if I've had some sugar on a particular day, I don't exactly feel very well. As I've been listening to my body and watching it very carefully, I noticed that after Christmas and after consuming a lot of cookies and desserts and foods that were more sugary than what I might normally consume, like some candies, I felt really foggy in my brain for a number of days after that. And it took me probably almost a week before I really started to feel like me again. And that was a big level of awareness for me to see, like, you know, this doesn't just affect you the next morning in terms of how you feel. It's going to carry with you for a number of days. And so if I am going to choose to eat that particular food, that's fine. I'm not going to hate myself for it. I'm not going to restrict myself from eating it. But now I know that for the next several days after that, there's probably going to be a little bit of a consequence for me. And do I want that? And a lot of times now the answer is no. You know what? It's just not worth it. So that has been really insightful for me. The third thing that I've learned is related to caffeine. So one of the things that I've noticed is that while I don't drink coffee anymore, some of you may know that I gave coffee up back in 2019, for example, and have not had coffee since then. I do still have tea on a regular basis every morning. And what I have noticed as I have started to really like watch how I'm feeling and think about what is going on is that when I have more than one cup of tea, I feel a little bit more anxious, a little bit more geared up. The fourth thing that I've realized is that constraint around what I eat is actually my friend right now. So that doesn't mean that I'm restricting myself from eating a particular thing. That's not what I mean when I say constraint. But what I do mean is that I have noticed that if I plan out what I'm going to eat and I kind of stick to that and I make it easy, so having like the same particular meals in a row, same thing for breakfast each day, same thing for lunch, having a plan for dinner. When I do that, when I have that kind of constraint, I eat at regular intervals. I feel better. I have more energy. I choose food that really serves me. And so constraint in that way can really be my friend. So that's what I'm learning so far. I'm paying attention to these insights and trying to consider them when I plan and go about my day. What I'm learning is informing not just what I eat, though, but also how often and when I eat, too. So what about you? What do you know now about your body? What do you want to learn? What information might you be missing? Where could you learn more? Where could you listen more closely to what your body is trying to tell you? What food makes you feel the best? Not because some diet book says that it's the answer, but because that's what you've actually experienced. What food serves you? What food is helping you to reach your goals? This 2023, instead of punishing and restricting our bodies, let's nourish them. Let's give our bodies the food necessary for health, growth, and good condition. And let's show our kids how to do that. If today's podcast resonates with you, then please join me on this journey. Make 2023 your fittest year ever too. You can reach your physical goals and do it without beating yourself up and without punishing your body. You can even make it fun. I'm going to show you how. We're going to do this together. Let's support and even empower each other to get started and keep going, so that 2023 is our fittest year ever together. If you're in, then be sure to hit subscribe on this podcast and come back each week for another special episode in this series, Fittest Year Ever. And be sure to head over to Mom First on Facebook, where you can share with me what you are going to do to make 2023 your fittest year ever.